This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Hi, how are you? Baruch Hashem. Okay, so we're holding here in the Yesod HaShmini, where he speaks of Torah Min HaShamayim. Okay, Vayesod HaShmini, which is Torah Min HaShamayim. Vehu, lehamin shekol ha-Torah azoy samitzuya bideinu hayom hazeh, hi ha-Torah nesunu le-Moshe, v'shi kula mipi ha-Gvura. So, the belief that the Torah that we have by us is all Moshe mipi ha-Gvura. Now, l'chura, I assume the pashas is, it excludes the possibility of mistakes, errors. I mean, the Gemara itself says we're not be key in Chaseris and Yaseris. No two Sefer Torah are the same until they had computer age. And even today we have variations of about 9 letters across all the sheetahs and so on. So it means to say that none of the Torah was invented by Moshe. None of it came from any other place. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We may have some minor changes that crept up in terms of accuracy, but the Torah as such that we have, nothing was purposely included. It's called Dibur because we have no other way of describing our communication. We call it Dibur. Only Moshe Rabbeinu understands fully what that experience was like. He was just like a secretary, was not somebody who participated in modern Hebrew. A sofer is a writer. In old-fashioned Hebrew, sofer is someone who is a scribe. In other words, he was a typist. He did not have any input in the Torah. Shekorin lo v'kreisit kula divyamer sipurei mitzvaseha. So all of Torah, whether it's the history involved, the stories, or the mitzvahs, all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'kach nikra mechaykik. And that's how it was called, mechaykik. V'ein hevdel bein uvnei chom kush u'mitzrayim u'putuch noan, v'shem ishtem etevel bas madreid, onoich ha-Hashem, so Hashem k'Hashem echot, akom pi ha-gvura, v'akol teraz Hashem t'mim u'tahoy rektoy she-emes. Let's discuss a nekuda about this. Hadgosha, when a person tells a story, a person is telling a story to make a point, a mashal, which is in a sense all stories are telling you something. So you have the core message, and you have the things that are that surround it, so to speak. They're kind of periphery. They are things that are needed for the story, and there's some stuff that sort of is needed to make it a nice story. You know, when you write a story, you are writing something that people are going to read, and you embellish it a bit, and it's perfectly legitimate to do it that way. That's the way we would look at it if people would do it. When I write something, there's always the core and there's the periphery and really the stuff on the side and so on. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are no gradations. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kuloi atzmius, and therefore by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no hanhaga mitzidoi of this is ikur, this is different, this is tafel. So all of Torah it has the same level of kedusha, and all of Torah can have meanings, and all Torahs can have shemus and so on. Each and every piece of it has in itself teichen, and that's why v'shem mishtem etabel bas madreid has teichen as much as noich Hashem shvayis Hashem shem echot. So hakol pe gvur hakol teras Hashem t'mima Torah k'tosha emes. V'loi hoya menashe Etzlom Koifa Sate Yisim called Koifa. Menashe was considered a worse Koifa than others. Why? Elom Ipnei Machshavtoi Ki Betera Levu Klipa. Because it says that Menashe was Derish Joshua Shal Daifi. He started up with Chazal and he said, you know, he started up with Pesukim and he said in the Torah there's core teachings and then there is stuff that's just kind of ancillary and it's not really so important. And the history and other stuff that Moshe wrote in because, you know, it's just so informative. It's not, doesn't have any real tachas into Allahs. And the Rambam actually has a Perek Amon Nevuchim where he takes a half a dozen parshas of the Torah that we can't seem to find any talus out of it. And one of it is the Alufei Esav at the end of Vayishlach that seemed to be just kind of stuck in for no reason. And he explains what it's about. Kabbalim have a different explanation. But once something comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot understand it as being just needed for the story, for the effect of it, and so on. Vehu inyan ein toyer min shamayim. Amru shua mamin ke kol tarkum pi agvura chutz mi pasuk echad. So if a person believes all of Torah comes from Hashem except for one pasuk, he's also that falls on the category of ein toyer min shamayim. Shlomo Hashem Baruch Hu mishpi atz. Vezeu dvar Hashem baza yisal Hashem imayim hakoyfin. Ella. Kol mila mimena, every word yesh b'chachmas aploim l'mishavina Hashem, must have an extraordinary chachmas if you have davana for it. And this is all, like we said before, because anything done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoid of atzmai cannot have different elements of different levels of significance. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, we cannot discern Chalokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By human being, we say, well, the heart and the lungs and the brain is the most important, and then second important is this and this, and third important is this, and so on. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one. Hu and Shmoy is one, and every Anhagah together is one. There are no Chiluk Anhagas. And therefore, whatever he says, anything that he says, has in itself the entirety of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it, and you cannot just list it as being sort of with no teich and just sort of floating along on the side. And yes, we don't necessarily understand all of the chachma, but aruch ha'matzvinu chamiriyam. Ve'en lo dem lahalech be'ikus David Mashiach al ke Yaakov ashe ispalol gal einay ve'abitin flasit ha'asecha. So David was mispalol that we should be able to see the neflas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, David was making a statement, I know for sure, I understand, I'm aware of the fact that your immense chacham is there. I'm also painfully aware of the fact that I don't see it. I don't feel it in many places, in many what seem to be minor places. So I'm being mispalol, because Rosh should be Mary, and I should understand, I should see it. So the entire of Torah Shabbat is there. There's a Havmin in the Gemara in Babasra that the last eight psukim were written by Yeshua, not by Moshe. So how does that jive with this? The Rishonim seem to insinuate maybe the first few psukim in Devarim were written like that, and so on. So how do we reconcile the two? So the answer is that if it's muchach from the psukim itself that this and this is the case, so like the Malyomu says, it's evident from the writing of the paragraph about Moshe Rabbeinu's Ptira that Moshe Rabbeinu did not write it. So there he's mochiach et minei ubei. It's almost as if the pasuk is saying this is what he said. So there it's different because that's what the Torah says. But if we just have the Torah in front of us and we should conjecture and say this came from here, this came from there, that absolutely does not go. The rudimentary definitions, the details of it. In other words, it says in the Torah, "Besukkah teisha shivas yamim." Just to know the basic halachas of it, what is a sukkah, and what is a mezuzah, and so on. That was also given me pi'a gvura. That's Torah shavat peh. V'zeh shen aseu hayom mitorah sukkah v'alulav ashev v'titz v'tefillin v'zulasam. And the tzura that we perform the mitzvahs today, hu be'enoi hatoyar Hashem Hashem Moishev Amalanu, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu described to Moishe, who gave it over to us. But Moishe Shlichus never Mesirasi, and Moishe Rabbeinu is Neman B'Shlichu B'Mesirasi. So the Rambam says here, Torah Min Hashemayim means the entire Torah, both B'Chzav and Baal Peh, came down Min Hashemayim, and they came to they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, a total and complete, and so on, and made Lavi Chelik of it can be dashed and so on. But he says also, "V'zeh shaseh yom mitor sukkah lulav Hashem v'tzitzis v'zalsom ubeina tashan Moshe v'malonu." The description in Torah Shalpeh is what we have. V'hu Moshe shlichus emesrosa, and Moshe Rabbeinu is believed on that shlichus. One of the most fascinating, I hate using the word proof, but I guess thoughts that help affirm the emes of Torah is that if you go to any kehillah in the world, no matter how cut off she's been the last 1,000, 2,000 years from the main branch of Klal Yisrael, and been by itself, with all the different minhagim, but the basic halachas are the same. And what we think there's such a huge chacharach with so many machloikas, Ramah and Beis Yosef, and they tzvar pas like this, and like this, and they money pas in Legamri, someone else. So we would think that it's very, very different. But the answer is not like that. I mean, if you take a look at a sitter, so a sitter is very, very different than, you know, first time you take a spidey sitter in your hand, it feels strange and weird and so on. But if you take a look with a halachic eye and you say to yourself, okay, what do we have here? We have Shemoneh Esrei, we have Krishna Bechaser, and Smichas Gula Tefillah, and what is each bracha supposed to be about? And there are you know, there's tilamat to say beforehand, it's psuk vizimra, and so on. In terms of halachic structure, all nuschos are equal. So yes, the gersos are, you know, v'chaneinu na, and so on, around and about. It's not as far as it seems to add more titles, more things, and so on. Well, we're looking at the core of the halacha, it's exactly the same. And this means these are communities like Yemen that were split off totally from any mainstream community. And yet, the halachas, by and large, stayed the same. Alei Davahu. And if we could preserve it for 2,000 years without, you know, in this very, very difficult conditions and so on, we probably preserved it, the 1,000 years before. It's something which is a proof that there was no other. People ask, I've had this question when people ask, like, Nesha Torah, they ask, what about the Karaite or the Shomron Mesorah and so on? It's not, the Karaite's not a Mesorah, because they themselves call themselves a breakaway group. They basically said, we were regular people subscribing to Torah Shabbat Peh, and then our great grandfather Anan ben David was very upset, and they passed him over to be gone, and so on. So he announced that Rabbi said it's all sheker, and everybody should just follow their own conscience by reading the Chumash, and that's enough. So they clearly state that they're the ones who varied, they're the ones who went off. There is no other examples that claim that this is their Mesoras way back and so on. Reform movement announced that they're canceling. They didn't if they didn't say they have a 2,000 years Mesoris for that, and so on. The so the fact that there are no two shayfis anywhere, and there are no two tefillin anywhere, and it's yes, in tefillin there was machlokas which order two parashas in the tefillin, but the whole musig, you know, someone was arguing to me, this was a from person went off that you know the Torah never meant anything specific, the Torah just meant to make a sign for yourself and so on. So I said, okay, so how is it that so many different communities and so many different places that were cut off totally from each other have the same exact idea? It's a complicated. A machinery, a tefillin. It's complex, and every place does the same. Yes, there's a machlokas on two parashas. What the order is? There some people stick the thread here, some people stick the thread there. But in terms of really basic halacha, it's exactly the same. So we have to believe Torah min haShemayim means the Torah shebiksav and Torah shebapeh we have today is min haShemayim. That means on the one hand, not believing that Moshe or anyone implemented this, it's that's the historical part of it, and everything that we have today has it in the Torah Shemayim, and we know this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be kept. So this is very fascinating. So he brings, and where do we see Torah Shemayim? He says, "Hu Amrei Bezois Teidun Ki Hashem Shlachani." So that you will know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me, and I did not invent anything. I guess that's talking about Karach Hadassai, a very specific Indian of who would become the Kohen Gadol and so on. So, you know, what's the raya from that to this? To this inyan, I guess Moshe Rabbeinu's statement about himself was a sweeping statement. Moshe Rabbeinu said that Be'ofen Klali, I am here as a shliach and not as my own person. Nothing that I said in Klal Yisrael's Hanhaga came from me. Everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly, one would say that the core in Yanim that were meant to be Ladairis, I'm sorry, certainly had that form. I would think that that's what he's saying over here. Sort of a Kal V'Chomer, because there's no other Pasuk exactly saying it. V'Zois HaTorah Shesamesha is going on a specific Torah. It's not telling us about the Torah today, but it's telling us more much on the Chadash anything. So even the Rambam's Raya is a Raya that Moshe gave it over faithfully rather than being a Raya that no error or anything crept into it. If a person were to taina, Moshe Mamash gave it to us faithfully and full of integrity, but the last 200-300 years have been very difficult, 200-300 years, and things got messed up, or the last 1,000 years, whatever. There's nothing here directly contradicting that. What we have in terms of a limud and pasuk is only that the origin was with integrity. That, you know, that if whatever Moshe gave over, it was mipia dibur, and it was exact. There's no real way to say that whatever we happen to have, we have it from Moshe, and we have it right. No guarantee for that. Okay. That's the Yisrael Hashem. Yes, what? I'm sorry, what were you saying? I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Well, Mishnah Torah, Sefer Dvarim, is Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to incorporate it in Torah. If I can give a very, very not pleasant mashal, like Bilam's sayings, these are things Bilam said, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to dictate it to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said Sefer Dvarim totally. Then he said Akash Baruch told him this has a din of Taira. It's Kuloi Emes and it's Kuloi Taira. The Rishonim speak about. I spoke about it actually in the summer. They have Yachid Kalin only, and they. So I went through the Barbanel and the Maral here, but by and large, most everybody understands it to be the first round was Moshe Rabbeinu saying his own version, and second round was HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that this is Torah. One could almost compare it vaguely to the Yafas Yichasen Shal Avdei Oves Mitoras Shal Banim. So Eliezer was of such madrega that when he gave his speech, that speech became a Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporated Torah. That's an extraordinary high darga. It doesn't say they list it, but that darga itself is a very high darga. So when something becomes, so Moshe Rabbeinu's repeated Torah became Torah. One of the reasons given for that is because whenever you have a sort of finality of one tkufa, and you go into another tkufa, you need to have something that connects it that is a little bit of both. L'mashal, you have humans, you have animals, so you have apes that are between humans and animals in many ways. There's a memutza. In almost every classification in the physical world, you have some animal or insect or whatever that's between the two worlds. And that's a way of having a certain shleimus Torah that things would click in. So Sefer Dvarim needed that Moshe should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, write this down because it's Torah. Megillas Esther, the Chachamim rejected incorporating that into Tanakh, and then they had Charata. And that was also Megillas Esther, was the last Sefer, and sort of the last Kufa, the Sefer of the last Kufa. And it was a lot of Shikla Das whether or not to incorporate it. So Dvarim is Divrei Moshe, but there's a tzivu to put it into, to make a Chelek HaTorah. Okay. By Yesod HaTshi. Yes. To put what? So you're asking about Torah Shebal Peh, why it was given over Bel Peh, not Bechsav. That's what you're asking. So, okay. More than that, it says, Al Pi Advar Me'ele Karasachem Bris, Al Pi is Dafke Torah Shebal Peh. So we need to understand that Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh are not just like two halakim that have a different form of publishing. This I decided to post on a blog, and this I decided to print as a book, and this I decided to speak at commencement address. That's not at all like it. There are certain properties of writing, and a certain properties of speaking. The muscle. Most people find if you want to learn something new, so you can read a book on it, and the vast majority of people have a very hard time with a book to teach a new subject. They're going to want to hear a lecture, a class. On the other hand, a lecture that just talks all the time and you have no books to refer to, or terminology, or whatever it is, you also become very, very fed up with it. Because each one offers something, the other one doesn't offer. It's a whole different mohus. It's not just which media is it. Are you using Kindle or are you using Firebox or whatever the other one is called, Fire? It's a whole different world. Writing is more precise, accurate, and less understood. You can't, no matter how well you write, the person can't understand it the way you give it to him to understand when you say it, when you teach it speaking. And on the other hand, the writing itself, the fact that it's written and you can refer to it letter by letter, word by word, and there's a capative letter by letter word, gives me certain very, very inviolable reference points that make it, that give it a chashivas for that. So, for instance, if a person, so again, go back to the example of writing a textbook or a contract where you have it written out and then you have the lawyer explain to you what he thinks those points are going, where they're going with it. There's the very, very specific tachlistic attitude of Torah Shebek Sav. And because it's very, very frozen and very fixed and concise, it has in itself a certain quality of reference that I can always refer to it. How does it say exactly? Read to me exactly how it says. On the other hand, for understanding and explaining and working it through, Baal Peh is a lot better. So Lemaisa, the way in which a person, when I learned, and that's why Torah Shebaal Peh is never the Gemara. It's not really the Gemara. It's the Hesber. It's the process of explaining it and bringing it out in a format that is deeper. And that's why a Torah Shebaal Peh requires a Rebbe by definition. It requires that people, that they read more into the understanding of it from the Rebbe than from reading the word and sort of pointing a finger saying, well, this is what it says. In a Gemara, classically, a Gemara, we haven't memorized the words to say over, but through Shach V'Tarya, it seems to be a lot more in the Ruach HaDvarim. Torah Shebaal Peh allows you to stick to the content as opposed to the exact wording. So we need both. Torah Shebaksav gives us a frozen clarity, a frozen definitiveness, in a very better word, that you couldn't possibly get in Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh gives you an understanding and becomes part of you in a way that could not happen in Torah Shebaksav. Torah Shebaal Peh has in itself, it's you breathing the Torah, thinking it through, saying it in your own words. When I tell somebody to repeat it in your own words, I am hoping to get an understanding that the person would understand it and know what he's saying in a way that I couldn't get any other way. So the two are the two are mutually complementary. That's how it works. They are two different ways of giving over two different aspects of Torah. It also helps you, let's give another example, how you see the relationship. Torah Shebaal Peh said, "Lisasa melacha on Shabbos." The Torah Shebaal Peh spells out 39 ways of doing melacha. There are different hierarchy. You shall not do melacha is the definition of Shabbos, and it's the core definition of Shabbos. This is Shabbos. The 39 melachas are examples of it. They are the work I'm sorry, that exists in the Bria. But the Itzar Shabbos is not to do 39 melachas. The Itzar Shabbos is to do melacha. What is melacha? We'll define it 39 melachas, and it has to be melachat zirch legufa and miskaven and so on and so forth. So there's really, really a distinction between how we view what it says in Torah Shebekhtav and how we view Torah Shebapeh. You even see like the brisket type Torah where this is what it says in the Pasuk. Now quote a Pasuk in a way that, you know, we don't have to understand it. This is the way it says. Mashenkin Torah Shebapeh is something which is the understanding of it. It's not the exact terminology as much as it's the Havana of what's being said over here. Any other question? I want to add another piece over here that I think is very important in general. It's a word that's used batted around a lot and inaccurately, incorrectly. And the Mishnah says that the one of the Memchas Dvarim Shatayin Nikna Behem is Emunas Chachamim. So Emunas Chachamim, it basically means that the Rabbanim can do no wrong, that they know everything, and other many wonderful things about Rabbanim. That's what we're told. And that's absolutely inaccurate. It may be true that Chachamim are wonderful, it may be true they're infallible, it may be true everything. None of that has to do with Emunas Chachamim. There's no such emunah in a chacham like it would be a saint or it would be godlike. That's wrong. It's the wrong pshat. The pshat emunas chachamim is the belief that the chachamim gave over the Torah to us with absolute integrity, to the best of their ability. They gave over the Torah without putting in any of their own biases, changes, or anything like that. They were very, very faithful to the reproduction of Torah. So whatever Chachmei HaTorah gave us in Torah Shebaal Peh means that as far as is humanly possible, everything they did was accurate, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. I mean, this is, first of all, absolutely necessary, because if a person doesn't have that emunah, so then he doesn't put that much stock into the learning, because, you know what, maybe Chazal didn't get it right, so why am I schwitzing and harving on this? What's the point of it? Unless a person has that sense of, this is Torah, a person will not put any effort into his Torah, because, you know, Chazal's. I have to believe, you know, if I were to ask myself, what is the one quality that I feel about all the Anashim Chashuvim that I know, what is, I would say it's that with all their might, they try to give over Torah in the emes that they got it with. Today we don't have, we do have it printed, so we don't need them for the words like this, but the ideas and the concepts, they're honestly trying to understand what it says, and they're giving over the Ruach HaDvarim to the best of their abilities as they got it. That's the one thing I need of a Chacham that I'm learning from. Everything else is negotiable. Everything else is great. That's a wonderful Maila, but the core Maila is I'm. If the person himself is not honestly trying to do the best to give over what he feels is the Teichen that he was taught, then, you know, if a person's attitude is, I'm trying to be masbe what it says here, and I'm doing the best of my ability, so there'll be many different approaches, a person might be right or wrong, but that's the way it is. But if a person says, you know, this is what it says, but I think I have a much better pshat, then he's not, that's lacking. He's not being faithful to the marker, to the shoresh. So it says this one thing that's interesting is the most common. I assume it means that it's the quality of the chachamim. If a person more than that, if we are more aware of this thing that maybe they got it wrong, we're doing it to excavate ourselves from having to listen to it. That's the way we get out of it. I don't think the Bechal know what it says and so on and so forth. They so fine, that way I can just do what I want to do. I was once sitting next to two Israelis on a plane coming back to America. We were all born in the same year, and they were non-religious, well-to-do Israelis who owned real estate in America. And I was sitting with them, and they were, you know, and one person said something along the lines of, you know, something about says in the Torah, and who the heck knows if it's true or not, or something like that, or this is what they, or so we're told, kind of, with the attitude, like, whatever, and, you know, that says the difference that we're told, isn't that? I didn't react, but then the conversation turned, I don't know, at some later point, they were very kind of right-wing Israeli. Yeah?
Okay.
I have another 2 or 3 minutes.
What?
Another few minutes, another 2 or 3 minutes. You know, they said that, that it's something which is, you know, they were talking about this is our land, and, you know, it's written, you know, I mean, it's documented as well as could be, you know, it's documented in Torah, which is a few thousand years old, and I added, like, the same words, I said, and who knows who wrote it, and they were very upset at me, but I thought it was fair, you know, either you say this document is absolutely, you know, credible, or it's not. But it can't be credible where you want it to be credible, and credible where you don't want it to be credible. And I mean, that doesn't work. A Torah needs to be. If we don't accept the Divrei Chachamim, then you're making Torah an impossibility. And then you know, in the love of safe, there's no. Okay, I need to hold it here. I have to go somewhere. Okay. Okay, take care. All the best. Bye.